In our spiritual development, it is extremely important that we do not only become devotees in our customs and habits and outlooks, like the sign of a tilak on the forehead, but that we become devotees in our heart.
Iznimno bitno je da postanemo bhakte ne samo u izvanjskom kontekstu, u našem izgledu, recimo kao što je ovaj oznaka tilaka na čelu, nego da postanemo i bhakte unutar nas.
And here bhakti yoga is both easy and difficult.
I bhakti yoga je u isto vrijeme lagana i teška.
It's easy because everyone can start on this path. But it is difficult because the transformation which we are looking for is a transformation of the heart. Let me give you the example which a friend told me who was once on a journey through the Himalayas. He was walking in Uttarkashi. And he had, it was a spring day, like I hope it will soon be here in Sarajevo. And the sun was shining. The first flowers came out of the ground. And he passed by the two caves where two of the greatest saints of the area lived. There was the Mother Ganga, the River Ganga here. He was passing here, and on the opposite side were these caves of these yogis. My friend was in a good mood. The spring is the nicest season in the mountains. And he expected to get words of blessings from the yogis, whom he thought maybe they're meditating outside now. When he arrived where the caves of the yogis were, one cave, two. He saw just before the cave straw and two old men fighting. He quickly crossed the Ganga. It was still very cold. And he ran to where the old men were just pulling each other's hair and just beating each other. And oh no, he found out this were the famous saints. With great effort, he separated the two fighters. And he said, "What are you doing? I was hoping to get blessings from you." And and then this one yogi said, "He stepped on the straw which I took out of my cave to dry it and to refreshen it in the spring sun."
On je stao na trampu koju sam ja uzeo u svojoj peći koju sam želio da je operim i da je osušim na ovom suncu.
"No," said the other, "the rascal stepped on my straw."
Ne, rekao je, on rascal je stao na moj slanku.
And again they were ready to fight the battle of Kurukshetra.
I onda su oni opet bili spremni da se bore na njihovoj borbi na Kurukshetri.
My friend had derived the greatest lesson in his life. These yogis had meditated so much. Every day, from morning till evening. But they had not taken care of cleaning the deepest areas of their hearts. They were still self-centered. Maestro! They had given up everything, but not the concept of the false ego. Where you think yourself to be a possessor. And where you become angry when someone steps on your property. When someone crosses your granicas. My dear devotees, we may laugh about this example. But in principle, this example affects all of us, or is true in all of our lives. False ego comes in many disguises. I am a rich man. I own a BMW. And have a suit from Hugo Boss. And a wristwatch from Sony. Yeah. Sony or Psycho or whatever. Psycho. Whatever. I'm not so expert. Yeah. You know. And that's very gross. But false ego comes also into spiritual life. I am a great devotee. My lectures are most interesting. My kirtans, wow! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests in each note. Same thing. Hugo Boss or my kirtan?
Hugo Boss or my kirtan?
Yes, it's them. See, very often in our lives we try so hard to be something in order to impress maybe others.
Vidite, jako često u našim životima pokušavamo da budemo nešto kako bismo impresionirali druge.
It's such a hard work for us to be something which we are not, but which others will maybe like.
To je tako težak rad da budemo nešto što mi nismo sami, a što će se svidjeti, možda će se svidjeti drugima.
In the process of trying to be what we are not, we lose both ourselves and our most important thing, our remembrance of Krishna. We miss the whole point. We are only shadows of devotees. If you touch a shadow, you can't. There is no blood, no warmth in the shadow. No heart is in the shadow. It's only a black form. Yes. It looks like a devotee, a shadow, but a shadow is, it doesn't have the heart of a devotee. To be a devotee means to change your heart.
Biti bhakta znači promijeniti svoje srce.
And what that means practically is that you lose your sense of ahankara, I want to be this, of your false identity, but you become a truthful servant and then a lover of Krishna. First servant, then lover.
A šta znači ta promjena? To znači da izgubimo taj osjećaj ahankare i onda dobijemo taj osjećaj prvo u sluge, a zatim i onoga koji voli Boga.
I remember when I had a very great turn of mind. See, like many of you, I had given up most of my old habits. I was leading a very, let me say, complex material life. I mean, with a lot of culture and so on. For a boy, and from one day to the next, I joined the temple. No sense gratification any longer. Except for the Sunday feast. We lived in the Hamburg temple and we were poor. We had only rice and potatoes, Mustafa diet. For the whole, it's very healthy. I don't want to joke, you know, it's not fair with my doctor. It's very good, yes, it's very good. So the whole week, 6 days, rice and potatoes. And sometimes potato soup. But then the Sunday came. Schlagop. Sweets. Pakoras. Halava. Sweet rice. We kept bowls this big for Sunday. Eating more. And so one day I was so the way it was done, the cook cooked all day, already Saturday the sweets he cooked, and Sunday morning everything, you know, 800 preparations, you know.
On bi u subotu bi napravio sve slatkiše, onda u nedjelju sve ostalo, 800 jela.
And then the bowls were put into rows in the eating room, which was closed. That no stealing would happen.
Onda bi se sve te posude stavile u redovima, kako se kaže, kao prostorija gdje su jeli, i ona je bila zaključana, kako ne bi se nešto ukralo.
And then we waited. And then at 3 o'clock, the door was opened. You all ran in. And everything was on our plates. Sweets. With Schlagom. And everything. 800 preparations. And we just ate. Then we took one time more. Twice. Three. No problem, we were very hungry. At the end, we were just lying on the room digesting for 6 hours, you know, like the Romans, you know. And this was going on for 1 year. Maybe that's why I, 35 years later I still have to go to the doctor, you know. And so one day I remember I was standing before the closed door, waiting for it to open, and then engage in sense gratification. And the cook, who was a wise cook, He looked at me.
I kuhar, koji bi jako mudar kuhar, me pogledao.
And he said, how do you feel in your Krishna consciousness at the moment? Do you remember Krishna? And I said, no, I'm thinking of sweets and shlagom. And he said, you're missing the whole point. This feast is not made for sense gratification. The idea is, it is an offering to Krishna. So that he is pleased. We are not like a Buddhistic monastery, where we fast for 2 weeks and then in the after 2 weeks they get the prostitutes and the rice wine. There are monasteries in Thailand like this. It's not every monastery. Many are very good monasteries. Yeah. And we are meant to please Krishna. And we are meant to purify our hearts. And I remember, I always keep the wise words of the cook in my heart. Who had helped me to see a spiritual dimension in a time when I was not able to see it myself. See, in Krishna consciousness, we really need to understand what is the point of all of this. Krishna consciousness doesn't mean to enjoy the material world. It also doesn't mean to renounce the material world. It means to use everything, including the material world, for the pleasure of Krishna. These yogis in the caves had so much tried to renounce the material world by living up in the Himalayas. But they couldn't renounce the desire for importance. They couldn't renounce their egos. In the Hamburg temple, we had tried so much to also renounce, but there was still this desire to just eat yourself in sense gratification to death. Krishna consciousness is about a total different idea. To give pleasure to Krishna. And the moment someone can wake up to this simple concept that Krishna, not me, is in the center, something happens which is a very great transformation. Yes, when you put Krishna in the center, at that time, the whole material world stops to be material. There are 4 types of annihilation. The annihilation where parts of the universe is annihilated after each day of Brahma.
uništenje, prvo uništenje je kada su dijelovi univerzuma uništene prilikom kraja dana, gospodine Brahme.
There is the, let me say, molecular annihilation, which happens, you know, when summer turns into winter, then plants get destroyed.
Postoji molekularno uništenje, to je isto kao kada na prelazu godišnjih doba, kada dolazi zima,
there is the destruction of the whole universe, you know, which gets destroyed and then has to be recreated in the new creation.
Postoji uništenje kada je čitav univerzum uništen i kada on treba ponovo da bude stvoren.
But the most important destruction is the destruction of the ego. Your ego. When you stop thinking, I am the enjoyer, and remember, I should give pleasure to Krishna. This is a high state. And there is only one price for you to pay in order to get to this state where the material universe stops to be material. It's the intense desire to have this concept, to have this life of giving pleasure to Krishna.
To je intenzivna želja da imate, da živite taj koncept, da želite da date zadovoljstvo Krishna.
This intense desire is the only thing the ego is afraid of.
Ta intenzivna želja je jedina stvar koje se ego boji.
That intense desire, not me, but Krishna is in the center.
Ta intenzivna želja, ne ja, nego je Krishna u centru.
When God had created the ego, God called the ego.
Kada je Bog stvorio ego, onda ga je pozvao sebi.
Tell me, who are you, said God, and who am I?
Bog je rekao, reci mi ko si ti, ako sam ja.
The ego said, I am I and you are you.
Ego je rekao, ja sam ja, a ti si ti.
Okay, said God, send him for 1,000 years into the red fire. The ego came a little bit burnt. Like coming from a modern friseur, you know. Yeah, sometimes they're... Yeah. Little different color. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, said God, who am I and who are you? You are you and I am I. Okay. Send him into the black fire for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, the ego came back. It looked a little bit like after a strong kirtan. Frisura a little bit, you know, and sweaty. And, yeah. Okay, said God, you know my question. Yes, I am I and you are you. Said the ego. Dobro. Sent him into the nothingness. So the ego went into the nothingness. And after 1 hour, it desired to speak to God. I was thinking about your questions. You are God and I am your servant. Do you understand? If you want the ego to stop existing, you can't feed it.
Ako želite da ego prestane postojati, ne smijete ga hraniti.
The only thing the ego is afraid of is no food.
Jedina stvar koje se ego boji je stanje koje nema hrane.
The ego always grabs things and relates it to itself.
Ego uvijek grabi stvari oko sebe i povezuje ih sa sobom.
This is my my house. My idea. My right, etc. But if you don't give it something to eat, it stops inflating itself. But even better than starving the ego is giving the ego a positive identification.
Još bolje od toga da ga izgladnjujete, da mu date pozitivnu identifikaciju.
And this identification is the identification of a servant.
I ta identifikacija je identifikacija sa ulogom sluge.
A servant of Krishna.
Slugom Krishna.
As long as we are in that, you know, that concept, that world, we are not giving the ego any more material things, and we actually help the ego to come to its real identity.
I dok smo u tom konceptu, u tom stanju, mi ne hranimo ego i pomažemo mu da dođe do svog pravog identiteta.
Just starving the ego will not help.
Samo izgladnjavati ego to neće pomoći.
That's what the yogis in the Himalaya tried.
To je ono što su ovi yogi iz Himalaya pokušali.
And that's what the bhakti yogis in the Hamburg temples tried.
I to ono što se bhakti yogi u hramu u Hamburgu
pokušavaju. The ego will still grab things.
Ego će još uvijek da grabi stvari.
Even if it's only straw or sweets and šlagom.
Čak i ako je pitanje samo neka slamka ili slatkiše sa šlagom.
Better is to give the ego a positive identity.
Bolje je da ego damo pozitivan identitet.
Ja sam sluga. Oh, my only Bosnian language is yes. I'm a servant. Yeah. And to act within that concept. But you must be careful. Because okay, you may feel that I'm a servant. But there are also other things. Today we had a guest in Nityananda Kari's apartment. And we really, there was a very dear guest. We really put the room in order. Wow, was it good. But if you would have come to the back rooms, you know, the room of Layla, where we threw everything in, it would have looked like the cosmos at the time of annihilation, you know. So yes, on one room of our personality, we are Yasam Sluga. But what is with the other room? The big room. The room of Layla. Sometimes the things in the room of Layla come out. Almost like tigers which were put in a room and they come out behind the door. You can't just purify the front room. You have to purify the room of Layla. I'm sorry, Layla. It's just an analogy.
Layla,
yes, you have to purify the room from the, you know, the innermost core of the heart. And for that you have to be bold enough to open the door and look what is the inside. Even if something dangerous is inside, better you take it and you deal with it. One by one. Otherwise the room of Leila will explode. And everything will come out of that room in a way which is disturbing both your spiritual life and the spiritual life of others. In the Bhagavatam, Krishna talks about this process. He says, when the yogi controls his mind, he must be careful to not pressurize it. But he must sometimes engage the tendencies of his mind in a way which are not harmful. He gives the example of someone who trains a horse. Sometimes the expert horse trainer he can't always go, you know, kontrollierte. He has to sometimes let the horse have its way. Let it come out. For instance, the Grihastha ashram is a good way to engage our tendencies and our desires for human closeness out. Those who always try to put a lid, and then there is a pressure cooking and the pressure mounting, they might get an explosion of the Leila room. Everything can be engaged in Krishna's service. In a nice way. In a way which is progressive. And I would like to give you two examples from the Krishna Leela. We leave Sarajevo and we go to the ancient town of Mathura. Everyone in Mathura speaks about two boys who have just arrived from the village of Vrindavan. They come on the roads. And there they see Krishna, of whom they have heard so much, walking with the gait of a young elephant through the town. There's a light coming from Krishna's body which dispels all inauspiciousness, especially the inauspiciousness within the hearts of the people. Lord Krishna has arrived in Mathura to free his parents who had been tortured by the evil King Kamsa. Only very few know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he walks like a human being. Krishna sees a washerman. The washerman has washed the clothes of Kamsa and is just on his way to the palace of Kamsa with all these wonderful Hugo Boss clothes. Just to give an analogy. Kingly cloth with velvet and silk. And Krishna smiles. He knows this washerman. Millions of years ago, when he was Rama, this washerman had spoken ill about Sita. He had said that he is not like when his wife didn't come in the night home, he had not allowed his wife to enter in the morning because he had said, I'm not like Rama who allows Sita to be close to him after Sita had been with another man, with Ravan.
On svojoj ženi nije dopustio da se vrati kući nakon što je noć bila izvan, jer je rekla, rekao, ja nisam poput Rame koji je dopustio Siti da se vrati nakon što ona bila sa drugim muškarcem.
What cruel words!
Kako okrutne riječi.
But Rama, who at that time was the king of Ayodhya, had to do what a king needs to do. He had to say, okay, there are people talking ill about my wife Sita, then I have to renounce her and send her into the hermitage of the saints in the forest.
I Rama, koji je u to vrijeme bio kralj, on je tada postupio kao što su kraljevi morali da postupe, kada ljudi govore loše o njima, on je onda morao da se odrekne svoje žene i da je pošalje u ove
Millions of years later, Krishna remembered this. And he saw the washerman. And he wanted to test him. How is his heart now? Is he still against me? Does he still hate God? So he said, washerman, I just came from the village. I should dress according to the style of the city. Do you have some nice clothes for me? And the washerman looked into the face of the boy on whom the whole town of Mathura looked. He saw the beauty of this divine being. He saw for a moment the face of Krishna transforming into the face of Rama. And he remembered his old hatred. Go! Anyone who looks upon the property of the king with eyes full of desire will be hanged. And Krishna said, you go. And with one gesture, he liberated him from that sinful life of a God-hater. Then Krishna dressed in beautiful clothing. sending a sign to the king, I'm having your clothes now on. Let's see how long you will be on the throne, torturing my parents and other innocent beings. Krishna walked further. That time he saw an amazing person. She was hunchbacked, but she had a beautiful face. But otherwise, hunchbacked, you know what that is? In Sarajevo, I saw yesterday a lady also like that. So, her name was Kupcha. She was carrying sandalwood pulp for the king. For the same king. Then she saw Krishna. And she looked. Then she saw where Krishna was standing, Lord Rama. And she remembered that she was also present in Ram Lila millions of years ago. She was Mantara, the person who was responsible for sending Ram into a banishment. Like the washerman, she also hated the Lord in a previous life. But now she looked at Krishna. And she could see, this is the Lord. This is God. From one of his breath, all the universes come. I want to serve him, not this glupost Kamsa. And she took her sandalwood and said, this is meant for your decoration. And she began to decorate Krishna with this beautiful, it's like a cream, ornamental cream, which is very cooling in the summer. Krishna said, thank you very much. And he went forward and stepped on her toes. And then took his two fingers under her chin and smiled. I remember you were hating me once. But by your service, you have now changed. And now I will change you. And Krishna made chik, pulled her up, and the hunchback gone, no problem. And she became the most beautiful woman in the universe. Two people, two different hearts. One kept his, let me say, rivalry with Krishna, and the other began to change and serve Krishna. Two people, two different results, because of two different hearts. This is the whole idea of bhakti. To turn around and serve Krishna. It's not about renouncing the world. bhakti is not about getting looking good in the eyes of others. Or getting an initiation, just like a karate fighter wants to get a black belt or a brown belt, you know. It's really about serving Krishna. And this will be tested in your life. Krishna wants to see only that. He looks what you do in your private time. When no one except him can see you. You should try every 24 hours a day to be somewhat mindful to Krishna. It starts by just saying, "Oh Krishna." And in other words, remembering his names, which will pull your consciousness in his direction. Ida, even in your school, you can say Krishna, Krishna. And run with your consciousness away from maths to Krishna. And then go with Krishna into your mathematical calculations. Bhakti means to run with your consciousness to Krishna and bring Krishna into your life. You should learn one little thing in your life. One little question. You can forget everything what you have heard tonight. If you remember this one question, your 1 hour of listening was not a torture, it was a success. The question which you should ask is, am I now pleasing Krishna? Is this satisfying Krishna? Sometimes you may not be able to act on that high platform. And you may do something which is a little tupko. We can say like this?
Yeah.
Glupo, yes. A little glupo. But if you continue to ask this question, one day you will always be mindful of Krishna. When you have to make a decision, is this decision pleasing Krishna? Or is it only for me? Maybe you make a decision because your pride is hurt. Maybe you make a decision because of that reason I wanted to say. Then you know that's not pleasing Krishna. My dear devotees, this is magical, this question. It transforms the false ego. And when the ego is transformed, then the soul will arise and dance. Krishna. So what do we remember? What is our practice? It's a little question. Am I now pleasing Krishna? And this question will make you a bhakta. If you do this for every day, And one day you will really find love in your heart. It is, I'm doing now something for Krishna. You can ask this question when you are at work. Let us say, Shrisha one day will be a journalist with her own newspaper. Duhonne Bosnia. Yeah. Let us say, this would be ideal. Yes. So she can ask, am I now pleasing Krishna? Or maybe she will not become so high posted in journalism. Maybe she will just write articles about the weather in the newspaper. Materialni Bosna. But even then, when she writes a boring article about the boring weather of Sarajevo, she can say, well, I will let me chant a little to please Krishna here while writing my weather report.
Šlanke,
yes. What I would like to say is, you don't need to do something bombastic, fantastic, super, what is this? Super fantastic. Yeah. You can do in anything your please Krishna. Or maybe Daksha makes a new TV production with original Daksha humor. So then he can also think of pleasing Krishna by maybe giving some prasadam to his co-actors. Amala Prema and Divaka educate their children. They can also ask, am we now pleasing Krishna? Do we guide Haladara and Christian in a good way for their development? Bring Krishna in your heart and in your life. And then you will see how the conflicts slowly go. And at the same time, don't be afraid of the Leila room. Yes, you know that thing which is in our subconscious. Look at it and see how you can purify it in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to say. Now I have to excuse myself at Leila for using her room, you know, in such a... I think you understood it, what the Leila room represents, isn't it? I am so absolutely grateful to Leila and Halida and Nityananda Kari. They just evacuated their apartment, isn't it? So we could use it. Hafiz visited us today. And he said it's such a good atmosphere in this room, in this apartment. I said, yes, you don't have seen the Leila room. What is the Leila room here? Yeah. My tiny. Yeah. Krishna. Dobro. Hare Krishna, Jai Gopi. So this is all I wanted to say today. I hope it was interesting for you. I'm sorry, I spoke a little bit out of my heart. Closed. I'm closing the book because there are many more subjects in this book, but you have to stop at one stage. Yeah. I think in spiritual life there are always so many interesting subjects. It's such a fascinating journey. You just have to be a little awake, I guess. And the journey becomes very easy if you really ask this question, am I now serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna? And it's also interesting when you are prepared to no longer ignore what is, you know, what is deep in your heart. And deal with it. Not just cover it. You know, when you put something in, not just like let me free. Slobodini. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. So good. Thank you very much for listening. I hope I have served you. It was my intention, but next time I will give better lectures. What should we do now? A question. Daksha, Babu.
If you plan the question, I mean.
You have a very interesting t-shirt.
Keep them free. Yeah.
Let us see. What do you? Maybe one short question. If you have, I hope it's not a complicated question. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. I wanted to say first that Kadambakana Maharaj gave a lecture on a summer camp in Tushkar with this point, he called that room ultimate room, like he said, Leila's room.
Yeah.
Ultimate room, like we are putting all the things there.
Yeah, yeah.
And once we open the door, just everything.
Yeah.
Just on it. And he said that we have to do ultimate fight. You have to start ultimate fight. Yeah. To win the battle over the room. My question is maybe a little bit rustic, I don't know, I apologize if it is like this. We are always speaking about Krishna, you know, and your point of lecture was, actually thank you, it was a very nice lecture, and how to please Krishna. Can we go one step forward? In a sense that how to please our Krishna, somehow our Ishtadev or our Nityasiddha devotee, or somehow it's more personal for me, and my experience is very great about that. When it become more personal relationship with the Krishna in the form of such and such Ishtadev or any other Ragatmika devotee, kao posljednja, krajnja osoba koju sve trpamo i jednom kad otvorimo dole u strava i užas popada sve na nas. I onda je rekao da u stvari šta treba da uradim, jednom ćemo morati dobro, to je ultimate fight.
Then we have to get Ida for the ultimate fight.
To sam samo htio da kažem, onda sam postavio pitanje, pošto uvijek govorimo o Maharadžu, lekcija je bila super, to je ta poenta u stvari, kako da zadovoljimo Krišnu. Pitao sam da li možemo ili da li smijemo da idemo jedan korak dalje, da kažem kako da zadovoljimo naše Krišnu. Naše Krišnu, kako ga mi doživljamo, ili kao Ishtadeva, ili možda ne samo Krišnu, nego nekog drugog uzvišenog baktu iz duhovnog svijeta ili određeni oblik, znači Krišne, kako to nekako sve personalizirati, a to od prilike. Izvinuo sam se ako je pitanje malo tumačio.
There is one very nice Vaishnav Sampradaya. When there is initiation given in this school, the guru gives his disciple a deity of Krishna.
Postoji jedna jako lijepa Vaishnavska Sampradaya u kojoj kada osobe dobijaju inicijaciju, tada je njihov guru daje božanstvo Krishna.
And it's that the disciple develops a very personal relationship to that deity.
I tu učenik razvija jako personalan odnos sa tim božanstvom.
I have a friend who has such a deity, and I'm already 10 years his friend, but he has not yet shown me his deity.
Imam prijatelja koji ima takvo božanstvo. Mi smo već 10 godina prijatelji, ali još uvijek nije pokazao svoje božanstvo.
Because it's so private to this friend, this deity of Krishna, that he cannot share it with anyone except for his wife who helps in the service of the deity.
I to je za njega tako privatna stvar, to božanstvo, da on ne može da ga podijeli ni sa kim drugim.
He would never, decorate the deity in a wonderful way and then get his neighbors and said, "How nice! Look how nice I decorated Krishna." So I was thinking about it when one day Mataji came and said, I was allowed to worship Radharani in Mayapur, and this is the picture how I dressed Radharani.
I o tome sam razmišljala kada je jedna Mataji došla i rekla, ja sam oblačila Radharani i evo ovdje je slika kako sam je obukla.
I told this Mataji, you should not show this picture to anyone, and I don't want to see it.
Ja sam joj rekao, tu sliku ne bi trebala pokazivati nikome, ja ne želim da je vidim.
It should be your secret.
To bi trebala biti tvoja tajna.
It should be something which is between you and Radharani.
To bi trebala biti nešto što je između tebe i Radharani.
You should not bring the closest thing out to the public.
Ne bi
Will the husband say at his working place what he discussed in the evening with his wife when it was intimate, or personal?
Dar ce mușcul de bazis nu poți să pricea de svojim kolegama šta je prethodno veče naveče pričao sa svojom ženom u privatnoj atmosferi.
In our Vaishnava line we have something similar. We don't really speak about personal experiences with Krishna to everyone. It is like this. The example has been given. Personal experience with Krishna is like a flame. If you bring this flame out of the protected room here into the street, it will be blown out. Gone. So, when you talk about spiritual experiences and you just, so to say, want to explain it in order to, or you want to make a point with this.
Kada govorite o duhovnim iskustvima, kada želite da ih objasnite, da napravite neku pointu kroz to.
That shows you're really not thinking about Krishna. You are thinking about yourself and your point.
To stvari pokazuje da vi ne razmišljate zaista o Krishni, nego o sebi, o vašoj pointi.
It's intimate. It's confidential. It's a loving relationship. It's not meant to be talked. So, if you have such a deity and you relate to it, there is a verse called Evangvrata Sapriyanama. Which means it's chanted by Lord Chaitanya, who says one should chant the names of his beloved deities. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita we find such a verse.
Krishna
Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Keshora Krishna. It's full of these Vrindavan names. That is very good. I remember Prabhupada. You know what made, there were many factors which made me a devotee, but one was one song of Prabhupada. I was coming into the temple with my violin. And I said, can I please speak with someone of you about the, I have questions about your movement. And the devotee said, we have no time at the moment for you. Sit here. I said, how long should I wait? 2 to 3 hours. I waited 5 hours. Oh, you're still there. Yes, I've become 5 hours older. I was very interested. But I was not bored in this waiting period. Because they always played the same song again and again. They only had one song, but it was Hari Haraye. And Do you know the song Krishna sings, Prabhupada sings, Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. You remember?
And
then Prabhupada goes like, Hari, and his voice breaks because he gets, it's an ecstasy. And then he tries to sing again. But again his voice, Hari, breaks. And I thought, wonderful. He loves Krishna. I want to listen to this song till the end of my days. What are 5 hours? It was just so nice to hear that there was an intimate relationship. That won my skeptical heart over to Prabhupada, to see really, when Prabhupada was alone, he took out a harmonium and he was singing to Krishna. And some, when he would speak about Krishna, very often he was very moved. For instance, once he said, please deal very carefully with Krishna. It was when he installed deities at the Los Angeles temple, when he made a holy sacrifice, a holy ritual to bring the deities. He said, be very careful with Krishna. After all, you're dealing with Krishna. And then his voice broke and he couldn't continue to speak. So yes, Daksha, more and more it is expected of you that your relationship with Krishna becomes very firm. At that time, when you are really interested in Krishna, you will become attracted to one particular devotee of Krishna's entourage who has raga, or deep attachment in his heart to Krishna. That is a Ragatmika Bhakta. Yashoda, Nanda, Sridham, Subal, or Rupandrati Manjaris. And you will think, I want to relate to Krishna like these devotees. I want to give you an example. Some of us have noted Balisat Achar serves Jayapataka Maharaj so nicely. He doesn't sleep Bali when his guru is there, and he just brings the fruit prasadam and takes care of the washing and is busy like that. And when we see him so active, we feel, let me also serve like that. Or we may feel, I prefer more the style of Iveshwari and Teja Gorangi. So then we want to follow that example and come close to the person who is meaning so much for us. Same thing happens when we are approaching Krishna. One of his devotees becomes very attractive to us. That's a Ragatmika Bhakta, and to follow in his footsteps is Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga means you follow those who have raga. You don't have raga still, that same attachment as the eternal liberated associates, but you feel attracted and you want to hear more about this and you like this style of serving Krishna. This can come, this desire, when you are free from anattas and fixed in your devotional service, unshakable. And when you are just starting to develop attachment, then you want to follow those who have already attachment. But this is for some of you theological talk only. One day it would come. So I would suggest we just sing for 3 minutes, really 3 German minutes or 4 minutes to close the evening. And then we say good night. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Daksha.